Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a lady who has a vlog, and she has become something that started, I guess, to go around on Facebook, and she's made some sites and stuff, and she's a woman who's, you know, a big proponent of breastfeeding, which is fine.
Right.
But then she got into this weird area where she started talking about that her ex-husband and her used to have sex while she was breastfeeding.
Jesus Christ.
Right. That doesn't sound
legal.
Right. It just has like an, I mean, technically it's probably, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem right. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all had sex with a baby in the room who would be in a crib or a cradle or something. But, I mean, it's kind of weird. Here is what she had to say. See how you feel about this whole thing when you hear her actual voice talking about it.
On the topic of sex, I've had a lot of people ask me if it's okay to, like, breastfeed and have sex and stuff. And
pause it. Did she just say she had a lot of people ask her about having sex while breastfeeding?
Droves.
Is that what she just said?
Droves of people.
How many? Three? Who's asking that question? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Asking if it's okay to, like, breastfeed and have sex and stuff. And from what I remember him sleeping with my ex-husband on me, breastfeeding, and we would have, like, sex from behind or something. There's nothing bad about making love at all, ever, you know? So, just enjoy it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your fantasies. If not in real life, whatever your fantasies may be, play them out in your head. They need to. They need to be played out. It needs to be fulfilled, or else it
lost
you
guys
another
way. Oh, God.
Oh, fantasy
Christ.
Over.
Christ, go ahead. Try and bang away with that happening. Oh, my God.
So she's been doing this for years, and so I guess it's
she's
where
she's been
the,
doing what? Having sex with a kid on a teat?
Well, that's possible, too. I mean, she's no longer married, but...
Or the vlog.
But she's been doing these breastfeeding videos on YouTube. You know, they're uncensored. You go and look at them, you're seeing full thing, you know.
All right.
Everything's exposed, and she's constantly, from the, obviously with this article coming out, I'm doing a little more research. So, I mean, she's constantly talking while breastfeeding.
Is she one of those chicks that, like, breastfeeds the kid till they're 27?
She does have three kids, and I think one's, like, 5 years old. I think she still breastfeeds him and or her.
Is she having sex with that one attached to her teeth?
Oh, my goodness, that'd be horrible.
I would hope not. No, I don't think so.
It's so weird.
You don't think so, but you don't know.
Well, I'm not in her bedroom.
She kind of tips her hand a little bit when she said, you know, it's your fantasy. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to live out your fantasy. Is your fantasy that your husband's having sex with you from behind and someone else is sucking on your boobs?
Gotta be honest reason.
Yeah, you know? It's so wrong to have the kid in the bed with you when this is going on.
I think JR would totally do it, though.
Why, JR?
I plead the fifth on that one.
What'd you say?
I said I plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah. Whoa. All right. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just feel like I don't know, the breastfeeding, the pregnancy.
Look,
I'm not attracted to pregnant at all.
So you never had sex with your wife while she was pregnant?
I did. I'm not, only because it was like my job. I didn't.
You didn't do it because you were horny. You just did it because you had to.
No, I didn't dig it. Especially only like in the later part of pregnancy. Like when it got like basketball-like and it was just, you know,
It was work.
I don't know. And I know, you know, we all think we're bigger than we are. And we're not going anywhere near the baby. I know that. However, I did feel like I was invading somebody's space. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think every guy has that mental image.
I just didn't, like, it just, I know Raj likes the pregnant stuff. I'm not really all that down with it. It's not a big, It's not a turn on for me whatsoever.
I'm not into pregnant chicks, but I was with this chick post-pregnancy, like 3 months afterwards, and she still had like milk in her boobs and stuff like that. And I thought she was kind of hot because like she was like usually.
Did you nurse? Was it?
What happened?
What's that now?
I mean, did some stuff leak out? Was there leakage?
Yeah, she was leaking. Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't think, like, I thought she was really pretty, you know. Just
be my baby, JR. Be my baby.
No.
I thought she was beautiful just because of the fact that she was very voluptuous. She was really naturally skinny, but she was voluptuous. She was, you know, she was thinking all the right places at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did she make her wear, like, a baby bonnet and stuff?
Made me wear diapers. Yeah.
did you drink it? You drank it. You had to.
I tasted it.
Yeah. Was it salty? I just feel like it's
awful.
Yeah, it's like sweet. It's a little sweet.
I kind of thought it was like hot mango juice.
Why is it mango?
I don't know. I don't understand that. He said it to me many times. I have no idea.
To me, it tasted like hot mango juice.
Ew.
Yeah, it depends what they ate also. So.
Yeah, maybe it depends on what your wife ate that day.
Yeah.
I listen, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I tried it once, and it tasted like hot mango juice.
Did you try it from the tap, or did you pour it in a cup?
From the tap.
See, that's why I think that food might have to, you know, make a difference because it's right there. It's not like it's fridge, you know, in the fridge waiting for you, like out of a bottle.
Yeah.
Either way, no desire. Why would you ever want to?
I don't know.
Curiosity?
I didn't want to. It's just part of the gig.
You guys are.
Because you got to make them feel beautiful, even if you don't think so.
Drinking the breast milk doesn't make me feel beautiful.
That's just part of it. At that point, I was just interested in how to, you know. I had to.
Yeah, I think you got it once.
And they say pregnant women are all kinds of horny.
Yeah, well.
Which is weird because I would just feel fat.
I got you, but don't make your problems my problem.
Whatever.
I mean, there's definitely a time pregnant women feel fat and don't want to have sex. I'm sure you're right on, Monica. But I think there's other times the same person, 2 hours later or one day later, could be thinking the other thing. Like
when they got to rock back and forth 3 times to get themselves out of bed.
One,
two.
So bad. Can you help me get out of bed?
Yeah.
She's carrying life now. You got to just be nice to her. I'm
out of a chair.
Sitting there carrying with just cankles.
Oh.
Wearing sandals and the feet are just red and swollen, stuck in the sandals.
And you find that hot, Roger? What's going on with you?
I didn't say I find that hot.
You do. Roger likes the pregnant man.
It's not the individual things that you find hot. It's just
the ultimate.
When Susan was pregnant, I thought she just looked beautiful. I really did. And that glow about her, whatever.
Right, for the
and
first...
I found her. In the beginning, she's not even pregnant looking at all.
Right. And
hair grows and the boobs get bigger.
They first start to grow. And then all of a sudden, you have that pow moment, you know, when all of a sudden they went from like
little baby bump.
Little, like, to maybe, like, not a handball. What's like,
ball?
Not even smaller than like something small, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it becomes full blown Wilson NBA,
like a four square, like a dodgeball.
No, but well, yeah, just smaller. And then once they get into like boom size, like mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not down with it.
she's going through her whole body and mentality, and you just got to suck it up.
Yeah, I just don't find it that bad at all.
I don't want to suck it up. I didn't put it out. You're a better person than I am. I think we know I'm fairly shallow. You know? Hey, Dan, on line 3, what's up, Dan?
Yeah, I just wanted to say breast milk already tastes like the milk after you have a bowl of Apple Jacks. So if you actually get it nice and cold and pour it over some Apple Jacks, it's awesome.
That's hot.
So you got like apple cinnamon taste in your breast milk?
Oh yeah, it's so good. Yummy.
Dan, did you ever walk in or were you ever there? What, did your wife pump at all? Obviously, if it was in the freezer, she pumped.
Yeah, there was some.
Did you ever watch that process?
No, actually, I really didn't have a desire to.
Dude, you live in the house. How do you not see
it? You didn't walk into a room?
Come on.
I've seen her. I didn't like sit there and watch, you know.
Takes a little funnel off, and and her boob's in the shape of the funnel. What's better than that?
It is by far.
And then you can clean up afterwards.
By far. the unsexiest way you will ever see your wife.
Why? What makes it unsexy?
Because they are being milked like a cow. There's a machine that's going, and it's sucking in the whole areola and the whole thing, and it's stretching out, and
does
it's
it
going
hurt?
Back. It stretches. I mean, it must not hurt. They sell a lot of those breast pumping machines.
Ugh.
It must not be that bad.
Yeah,
but
I'm talking
about walking in on the process is bad.
Walking in on the process of you guys pleasuring yourself ain't attractive either. I'm just letting you know. So we all have our things. Well, then you steer clear.
Yeah, the breastfeeding thing, it's okay. I mean, it's going on. You kind of get used to it. It really is. After the cup comes off, it's an upside-down triangle.
And
the end of the boob and the nipple go into the bottom of the funnel.
And here's
the
thing.
So you get that kind of shape.
I'll say to you about the masturbation thing, because I think, number one, I think you're comparing apples to oranges. Number two, if there's lube involved, it's not as unsexy. Because it can go slow and be somewhat sensual, I guess, you know, as sensual as a guy can be, but it can be slow. But if there's no lube and Bob's like, you know, because you got to, like, you just got to get at it.
Why did I look at Bo TV right then?
Yeah.
Worse.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
so
see it.
On that, I'll give you, it's horrific.
Yeah.
Out of the two ways you talked about it. I hated when you said slow and sensual.
Why?
It was really horrible.
Yeah,
I'd much rather have you go.
Yeah, because it's funnier.
Oh,
I kind of wish I had it back myself. What can you do?
I walked in on my ex doing that one time, and he was in the shower, and for some reason he was on his knees. I don't understand that. I still don't understand that. I didn't get it. But then he was, you know, and I was like, whoa, and didn't expect to see it. And then he said, can you know, help? Type of situation.
Yeah. Did you help him?
I'm like, okay, I stuck my arm in there. Whatever. He finished with my hand, so I guess whatever.
There you go. Now he's a little less creepy.
But why are you
the stars are all foggy. She can't even see him.
But how did you not ask him? How did you not ask him why he was on his knees?
I meant to after. I honestly did because, I mean, let's not ruin the. I mean, he's doing his thing. Let's not start talking or whatever. So I didn't right then, but I meant to after, and I never did. I still don't understand the knees part. I don't understand.
So many open-ended questions from your marriage that you never asked.
Can we call him?
I don't ever want to talk to him again. I have no.
You don't. We could.
You don't have to. We have millions of questions.
You could just sit and listen.
As a matter of fact, you could take the day off.
All right, I'll stay home with my pink eye. You guys talk to him.
Right. We'll rotate JR over. Hoppy on the phone, and we'll talk to that guy for 3 hours. Angelo on line two. Go ahead, Angelo.
Hey guys, great show today as usual.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up, buddy? Thank you.
I used to do carpet. You're welcome. I used to do carpet and tile cleaning years ago. And I was in a woman's house getting ready to clean her carpets, and her son were sitting in the hallway, and the kid was sucking on her boob. And she said, okay, go out. She said, go out and ride bikes with your sister. This guy has to get to work now.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
What was the kid, 10, 11, 12 years old?
What?
That's like a teenager.
Exactly.
Was he six?
When the mother said, go ride bikes with your sister.
Oh, my God.
The one was breastfeeding the kid, and he was old enough to ride his bike and play with his sister.
Oh.
What the hell?
That is so horrible.
Yeah, to me, that gets a little weird, man.
We had a friend who...
Thanks, Angela.
She breastfed a little too long for everybody. Like, we had a group of friends who, say, 5, 7 different couples with kids around the same age, and we all went to each other's birthday parties. We all became really good friends. And out of that group of people, the one thing that was always whispered on the side is, why is she still breastfeeding? Like, he was maybe 4...
Right.
5. It gets really uncomfortable at that age.
Right.
It's just like he's standing up breastfeeding. You know, like, why are you still doing? But she openly just mentioned she was still breastfeeding this kid. That can't be right. Did you hear her right? You know, that kind of thing. But I guess it was a thing. And maybe it's the mom doesn't want to admit the kid's growing up or detach from the kid, I guess. Because it's not the kid.
Right.
The kid doesn't know any better. You tell him no more, go have some Oreos and a glass of cow's milk, he would just do it.
That's the thing. I understand the price thing. When they're younger, it's got to be cheaper, obviously. You're not buying formula, but homeboy can eat some, drink some regular milk.
Not even that. I mean, how much milk do you have to feed a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, to get a 4-year-old, what
it's
are
like
those?
A snack.
He brings Oreos and sits on his mom's lap.
Right.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Ma, don't forget the cookies.
Gross.
He sits there squeezing it into a glass just so he can dunk.
Either that or he sends her into the room to pump into a glass and then he sits back with a thing of Chips Ahoy.
Come on, keep pumping.
Watching the Octonauts, whatever the hell he's watching.
So horrible.
The Backyardigans.
Well, there you go. It started with a lady who was having sex while breastfeeding, yeah. Which is way, I mean, I don't think any of us disagree. That's way over the line. That's ridiculous. And now we know that some people drink it. Very good.
I can't imagine having sex while a kid was breastfeeding. I mean, that's just...
It doesn't sound good.
I almost want to call and be like, listen, if Roger and I agree, you need to stop. You know?
Wouldn't the kid end up being smothered?
But don't...
If the kid's laying down and the mom's on top...
It could.
Don't the
hanging him over the kid.
Play unless, a part in the sex, too? I mean, you just have to leave him alone, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You stay away from that area.
Or they just go after the other one and just look over your infant's son and be like, what's up? Yeah.
Come here often?
Yeah, this stuff is all right.
I'm about to.
Okay, switch.
Oh.
I caught that, Brett. Right. Didn't get over my head.
Okay.
I got you.
Thank you.
Right,
so horrible. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back. On Real Raw Radio. Roger and JP, 2 o'clock, Drew Grable live. After 1:30, we get to the top 10 list. Meanwhile, we're talking about a woman who does a breastfeeding vlog and talked about how, you know, you can't let breastfeeding get in the way of your sex life. Just don't worry about it. It's all natural. And she remembers her ex-husband having sex with her while she was breastfeeding. Kind of weird. Feels a little over the line, no? Seems like it. Kelly is on line one. Hey, Kelly, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you what I think. I've had two children, nursed both of them, one till she was two. It worked beautifully. But you're not nursing around the clock, okay? There's plenty of time for both. Don't see how a baby's got to be nursing while you're having sex with your husband or whoever. Seriously.
There's something so uncomfortably wrong. Like a kid shouldn't be in the bed with what's going on.
They even talk about not having the kid in your bed for fear of rolling over. How is that working? For fear of rolling over if you nurse and fall asleep with the child in the bed. There's been literal suffocations. How exactly is that working unless you're so huge that maybe you're dangling that far above if they are doing it from behind? I'm just thinking, go ahead with your sexual fantasies, but it doesn't have to involve your child.
I don't disagree with you, Kelly.
Just so weird. And Kelly, I think you're right, because seeing this woman on her vlog, she is kind of dangling. And so it seems like that's how she talked about it being done, too.
Yeah, no, not for me. I don't think it should be for anybody. I think you're setting a precedence at your home and... how about the one where the go out and ride your bike? Yeah, come on. There's got to be a cutoff point, too. Go get your milk out of the fridge with your Oreos and leave Mama alone. We have things to do.
Are you okay with sex in the bedroom while a kid is sleeping in the cradle or the crib?
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't think the kid should be involved any further than that.
Of course.
Except for the high five when you're done.
Keep them asleep.
You know?
Especially if you kept them asleep. Absolutely.
Thanks,
Kelly. I
think
there's plenty enough time in the day for both. You don't have to have it all at one time. I think something's a little off there. Something's a lot off.
Right.
Thank you.
For sure.
Yeah, she covers it by saying everything is natural, but, you know, it's all natural. You know, sex is just a natural, well.
So is weed. Should you get the kid high while you're at it?
But Kelly had a point I didn't think of. I mean, you can do it another time, like breastfeed and then put the baby down. And then you can, like, you don't have to be, there's no time crunch.
The only thing I can say is maybe it was the husband's sick fantasy and she didn't, you know.
That's so wrong.
My faith in humanity has been thrown out the window years ago. So the
what if you toss a blanket over it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah, and suffocate it. It should be fine.
No, because it's breathing. Like, there'll be a little air hole or whatever. But then, like, that way you can pretend it's part of the blankets and just pretend it's not there.
So, yeah. Like, if she's on her back breastfeeding this baby, is that what you're saying?
Lay the baby off to the side. Put a little blanket, but then, you know, its head will be sticking out a little. Like, it'll have, like, a little air hole.
And why are we finding reasons to make this
know.
Okay?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It's always wrong.
Like,
oh, man.
No, I don't think there's any scenario where the baby's in the area of the bed itself.
So what do you think is creepier, this or having your dog watch you having sex?
This.
This?
Yeah.
Because I know a dog could get kind of creepy because they'll sit in there and stare.
Why aren't they uncomfortable? Why are they not uncomfortable with it?
Or you even worse, you could have your ass in the air next week. And then you got to kick the, you got to get the dog off the bed.
No.
And it comes
at
back.
At least you're supposed to. You know?
At least you're supposed to.
Right.
You're not supposed to back into the dog. Oh, wait.
Ew. Why do they do it that way? That's the best dog sniffing
right by your ass crack.
That's what they do.
It's hot.
No, it's not.
And Monica, they stare because they don't know any better.
But they should know.
Dogs eat their own poop. They got no standards.
Right.
But they have instincts. Like, they can tell when you're about to pull in the driveway. You know, they can see something before you see it. Like, they know when a storm's going to come and stuff. They know what's, they have a thing in them. So
I think if they see you do a doggy style, they're like, oh, I get that.
Right.
But if they see you, like, you know, if she's on the bottom or she's on top of you or whatever it is, any other position besides doggy style, they're like, brr.
My legs don't go that way.
You know? I wish I can give that a shot.
Gross.
You know? Do you ever wonder why that's ever never happened? Like, they haven't even tried to figure that out? Like, why?
They haven't evolved.
You know, why the male dog can't tell the female dog, roll over on your back. I got this.
Try this.
Yeah.
Maybe the female dog likes it that way because, you know, that's kind of a cool position. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So maybe the female chicks, the bitches like it like that. So.
That's right. Chris is on line one. Chris, you got a question? Go ahead.
How you guys doing? Love the show. This isn't what I was going to say, but the dog thing, the reason is they just got to get it. They just got to take it. Normally the dog, the female dog's running away at that point. So I get that. But I think we're missing a great point here. This woman, not that I agree with her breastfeeding while having sex, but this woman has a newborn and she has the time, energy, and desire to have sex. She needs a medal. She needs to be awarded for that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
I got a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old at home. I mean, I guess I got to take it whenever I can get it.
Dude, you're going to be doing months. You'll easily go a month without even.
You missed the first half. I said I have a 3-year-old at home, so I'm 3 years in with practice.
Right.
Loving myself, man.
Yeah, at that point, you can do 2 months standing on your head.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you gone longer than that, Chris? Have you gone longer?
Well, I don't know if you guys, I think it may have been last week when you were on vacation, but you had a show that was talking about having sex with inanimate objects. My wife caught me a few years ago making love to a coconut oil jar.
What did I tell you guys about the coconut oil? What did I tell you guys about
coconut oil? It melts right in your hand. It's phenomenal. Dude,
it's the best lube on the market.
Okay. The best lube on the market, and I tell you the best part is it goes in the kitchen. You cook with it. My wife uses it to wash her hair, shave her legs. I play with myself.
No.
I tell you what.
All around the best item you can buy for the house.
Your wife steps out of line. You can get even with her real easy.
Ew.
Well, yeah. My kids, we cook with my kids too.
We got two jars.
We got a personal jar in the bathroom for me and one in the kitchen for the household.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
She buys you a personal jar?
She don't buy me nothing. If I want to take care of myself, I got to go out and get it.
Got it.
Right.
I have no problem running errands though.
Take care, Chris.
It always smells like coconut.
Right. Yeah. It's like a penis and a popsicle all in one. Really? If he just, like, lubes it up and sticks it in the freezer for a couple minutes?
So coconut oil?
Yeah.
Oil or cream?
Oil. Coconut oil.
Really? Yeah.
Not coconut milk.
Not coconut milk. Coconut oil.
But not a lotion.
It's like,
That's what I'm getting at. Like,
did you ever see, you know what Crisco looks like?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you take something like that? It's kind of like that, but it's good. It's supposed to be very good for you, but it's also, you know, could be used as a lubricant. My sister-in-law told me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird to have a conversation.
What, that my sister-in-law?
Yeah.
She's cool.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, want to try? She's cool. No.
Listen, John.
I mean, Jesus.
Let me show you. Let's do this.
My sister-in-law and I go back to like 5 years old. You know, we know each other. I know her longer than I know Nicole.
Yeah, but even people you know your life, you don't talk about, like, here's a way to make you self-pleasure yourself even better. Use some coconut oil.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't come up. Normally.
Well, I walked in the house one time. There was a swing set up. So it's not like she's hiding anything.
Oh, a swing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the living room type thing?
Bedroom? Upstairs, yeah.
Ew. Good for her.
That's what I said. What?
That's great.
Give it a shot. I bet you it's in your house already.
Daddy smells like coconut oil again.
Yeah, whatever.
Mommy, why? Every day.
And it's only his hand.
He was cooking. No, but I saw you cooking. He was cooking.
All right.
All right.
Learn something all the time. Roger, JP, it's the phone. Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Bone TV's rolling, of course. You can watch there at Roger JP on Twitter. Coming at 2 o'clock, Drew Garabo Live. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 1025, The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.